Amen. Amen. Turn with me to Mark 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because what we're talking about here is the defense mechanisms that we all have employed in our life. Those things that keep us going. I believe Keonta said something about no, the season of repeat is over, or something to that effect. Basically, we're ending the cycles that keep being repeated in our life. The way we end those cycles to keep being repeated in our life is we recognize them and make an intention outside of them. We recognize them and make an intention that goes some other direction. We step into the direction in alignment with the Lord. And so when we begin to see this, we have to recognize that at one point in time in our life, the defense mechanisms that we've all employed were very much like the chaff on the seed. In a stage of immaturity, they protected us. But there comes a time for fruitfulness to be released, and that means that the chaff has to go away. Because until the chaff goes away, the fruitfulness cannot be seen. The fruitfulness cannot be released. So it's time. What the Lord is doing is moving us into a season of fruitfulness. He's moving us into a season of multiplication, and that multiplication happens because we're allowing for the chaff to be moved out. We're making room. We're making room. And so sometimes our defense mechanisms, we have, you know, there's so many things that I talked to you last week about justification, because see, that was one of the defense mechanisms that the Lord was using, that I had used, and the Lord was removing from me, because it was His desire for me to not hold on to that pain any longer. I didn't need to hold on to the pain, but see, for a long time in my life, I'd used that pain to justify my anger, to justify my rebellion, to justify the things that I was doing that were outside of the will of God. And so, when it comes time for maturity, I have to let go, not just of the anger and the rebellion, but I have to let go of the root, which was the pain. So, but see, sir, there are certain things that keep us in those cycles. Sometimes we believe a lie that the enemy has pressed upon us, that if we let go of this, we won't know who we are. Well, God, guess what? God already knows who you are. All you have to do is get with Him. When I let go of the anger, I really sincerely had a little bit of a time of adjustment, because I really couldn't do life without that thing. Because I knew that something was supposed to rise up here and take control. And when it wasn't there to take control, I was like, now what? I don't even have a clue as to what's next. But see, God has a new way for you. And that way means, that means we let loose of those things of the past that have kept us bound up. We let loose of those things because, see, sometimes we're just holding on to the pain simply because we don't want to forget something of the past. And if we're holding on to a pain for that reason, that's a lie. And it's keeping us from enjoying the fullness of what was, and keeping us from reaching out and gathering in what can be. That's kind of like only going for the cheap oil. Only going for the cheap oil. We don't need the cheap oil any longer. Because guess what? She didn't have to pay the price. The price was got paid. But we have to quit settling for the cheap oil and begin to recognize it's time for a greater anointing. It's time for a greater arising. It's time for a greater maturity, a greater fruitfulness in my life. We got to quit discounting ourselves. I mean, you know, sometimes we want to shop for discounts, but you know what? We got to quit discounting ourselves. If I'm going to put myself out there, I can't discount that. Hallelujah. I can't disqualify those things. Here, let's look here. Remember, look here, right here. Mark 16, verse 7. And this, the angel is speaking to Mary and the mother of James and Mary Magdalene. And he says this, "But go tell his disciples and Peter." Go tell his disciples and Peter. Why is he saying that? Well, because Peter was right in the process, right in the throes of disqualifying himself. Because Peter had sworn to the Lord that I will never abandon you. I will be with you right unto the death. And in less than 24 hours, he totally denies him three times, even to a little servant girl who was obviously not really, you know, a servant girl. Maybe she was 8 or 10. And he's still denying himself to her. He's denying who he was. He's denying his association. He's denying to Christ. And I'm sure when he got through with all those denials and the cock crowed and he goes, oh, I did it like he said I was going to. I'm sure he felt, you know, about half an inch tall. He felt crushed. But see, the angel is making clear, your assignment isn't over. Go tell the disciples and Peter, in case he tries to discount himself and disinclude himself from the group, make himself not worthy of the group, I want you to tell him specifically, be there where I'm going. And guess what? When he met up with the Lord, what did the Lord do? When he presented himself on the beach before the Lord, and he was the first one up there, and he was up there, and he could have had a private conversation with the Lord right there. He was probably thinking, man, I'm going to get it. Ooh, I'm on it. But see, the Lord didn't look at him and said, Peter, I'm ashamed of you. You blew it. I'll tell you what, if you're really good from now on, we'll let you carry John's Bible. And a sweat rag, okay? And don't let him get any sweat on his forehead. When he gets a little sweat on his forehead, you just come and just rub it off for him, okay? And that's your assignment now. Because you blew it. No, he said, be my sheep. Tend my lambs. Tend my sheep. He had no less of an assignment than he had before. Because the God in him was no less than it was before. Simply because he had done something that was outside of the will of God. Didn't change who he was. Didn't change his assignment in the Lord. It only gave him a pause to reconcile and reconsider the value of Christ in him. The hope of glory. The hope of glory. Because it's his assignment. Because God had already said, this is the rock that I'm going to base my church upon. This is the rock. This is the man. And you know what? It wasn't the only time that he had to be corrected. But he stood, and he stood the test of time. And when he came to the end of his life, he fulfilled all that was called. He was called to. He fulfilled all that he was called to. He didn't disqualify himself anymore. Hallelujah. It's necessary. It's necessary that we grab for that which we're called to. It's necessary to understand the fullness of what God has put in you. Don't say, no, I'm only worthy of the cheap oil. Say, I'm reaching for the top shelf. I'm reaching for the top shelf. I'm not going to be satisfied with anything less than the top shelf. The rest of the fullness of what God has already assigned in my life. It doesn't matter where I've been. It doesn't matter what I've already done. Guess what? That doesn't change who you are. And guess what? The interactions of another person who does not understand who you are does not disqualify Christ in you. Just because someone else comes up and does something towards you that leaves you in hurt and disappointment, that leaves you outside the place of God's comfort, recognize that hasn't changed the God in you a bit. It hasn't changed who He is a bit. Not at all. See, the enemy knows he can't change God's heart for you. So the enemy gets busy trying to change your heart for God. So what we're looking about today is to allow our heart to be totally and 100% given over to Him. Because when our heart is totally and 100% given over to God, it's no longer about the bottom shelf. It now becomes about the top shelf. It now becomes about what we can do in Him. The anointing comes to the fullness. The anointing will bring out the fullness. The anointing will rise to the top. It will cause you to rise with it when we'll ride with the anointing, when we'll ride with the Spirit of the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord comes, it's going to bring all that is good to the surface. Not by might, not by power. See, Peter in his whole life and his whole put together, he had a great big old mouth, but you know what? He couldn't do it all in his own strength. And he had to learn that. That was the purpose of that moment, was for him to learn. This is not about me and my mouth. This is about what God is already doing in me. It's time for us to rise up and throw off Saul's armor. To throw off Saul's armor. To quit settling for Saul's armor when God has given you something greater. When God has given you the slingshot that's going to destroy Goliath. When God has given you the anointing that will change a nation. When God has given you the anointing that will destroy the giants. It's time to let go of Saul's armor because it'll never get the job done. It's old chaff. It's old chaff, and it's time for it to get consumed. God has an anointing in your life. And I'm not saying this to just get you hyped up for this moment. I'm saying this because I want there to be a change and a transformation in your thought process. Because it's our thought process that needs to be changed. Because as our thought process goes, so does our belief. And as our belief goes, so does our destiny. We'll step into the destiny by allowing Him to bring us into a recognition of what He has set in us. Of recognizing that we don't have to settle for something less than the best. We don't have to settle for what's just comfortable. We don't have to settle for something just because my grandfather did it. We don't have to settle for it just because somebody we said something about us and it left us in a place of limitation. Shannon Sharp, I got to watch a little interview, but he said something that I wrote down. Because, and I may not have it exactly right, but it goes like this. See, because Shannon said that when there were lots of people who came along and told him what he couldn't do. He said, but when that happened, I had to turn to the one person who knew what I could do, me. Now, I understand that he was doing that in the natural. But see, there has to come a belief system in us that's fully and completely given over. That it's not dependent upon what somebody on the outside is saying. It's not dependent upon what's going on around us. It's dependent simply on what the Lord has spoken in us and released to us. Hallelujah. Oh man, I wish it wasn't that time. I got so much I want to say. This, as we step into this and we step into the freedom that God has. See, the whole earth longs for the freedom of the glory of the children of God. As we step into this freedom, we're stepping into a new glory. As we step into a new glory, we're stepping into a new place where the anointing is released. We're stepping into a new place. There's a cleansing that happens when the glory hits the house. When the glory comes upon the house, it releases a cleansing. When the glory comes upon the house, it releases a fire. When the glory comes to the house, it begins to devour everything else. And all that's left is in glory. It's a place of alignment. Place of alignment. I guess I'll leave you with, I want to talk about alignment soon. Because see, as we recognize this, that God has already set out. There's an alignment that's released for you. I'm enjoying the fact that we're getting contributions from multiple people in this congregation. There are people who are coming up and they're offering something of themselves. They're offering something of their heart. They're offering something of their prayer, their intercession. Because I want you to know that that is something that's precious before the Lord. Why? Because it speaks of an alignment. I'm looking for Him and His alignment to be released through each and every one of us. I'm looking for His alignment to be released in this house, to be released in our lives, to be released in our workplaces. Why? Simply because we're there and we're in alignment, so that everything around us begins to take its shape in the form of alignment. See, I want to hear the alignment in you. I want to receive the alignment in you. God is speaking and releasing alignment. That whole dream was about an alignment. No longer satisfied with what was least, but looking and grabbing a hold of what is best. I didn't call you for just this one moment. He called you for His destiny. He called you because He has a purpose for you. His purpose, first of all, is to just be with you. He called you because He delights in you, because He loves you, and because He wants to have that significance in your life. But He's not done there. He's not done there. I've been seeking an understanding, a greater understanding of His love. Not because I don't know about love, but because I want to know more about Him. And as I know more about Him, that allows Him to speak and do things in me that couldn't have been done even a little while ago when I was wearing Saul's armor. He's ready to reach the quickening in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. We love you. Mr. Chris, you'll have to find something. Only got to one verse. Oh my. Lord Jesus. I ought to allow a little shift. A little shift. I thank you all for your attention. Lord, we thank you today for alignment. We thank you today, Lord, for shifting our eyes, Father, from that which was least, to shifting our eyes from that which is most in you. Lord, it's not a matter of being greedy, Father. It's not a matter of trying to grasp for something, Lord, that wasn't given to us. It's a matter of accepting and receiving what has been declared for us. Of accepting and receiving, Lord, inhabiting that which has been set aside for us. Lord, we choose to not abandon any part of the gifting or the calling. We choose to not abandon any part of the anointing, Lord, that has been set out for us. We choose, Father, to hold on to the truth and the freedom that you've already spoken over us. We thank you, Father. We choose not to accept those limitations of past ways of thinking, but to rejoice, Father, in the knowledge of you, which keeps us rejoicing in new ways of being, new ways of living, new ways of coming alongside. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God that comes alongside us. Hallelujah. 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 Hang on a second. Hallelujah.